This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Today is the last day to vote in this year's election. CPR's Matt Bloom reports on Colorado turnout so far.
Prior to Election Day, more than 1.3 million people in Colorado had cast their ballots, mostly by mail. Denver's clerk and recorder Paul Lopez says his city's numbers are lagging a bit behind the last midterm election in 2018, but that could change.
We expect to see that usual Election Day rush.
Unaffiliated voters showed up the most in early voting, outnumbering Democrats and Republicans by more than 6 percentage points. Drop boxes and polling centers are open until 7 p.m. tonight. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Twitter is laying off nearly 90 people in Boulder following that company's takeover by Elon Musk. CPR Sarah Mulholland.
The Denver Post reports the layoffs are expected to start on January 4th, after the company filed a notice with state labor officials. Musk is making deep cuts in Twitter's ranks around the world after buying the company for $44 billion. As many as half of the company's 7,500 employees have reportedly lost their jobs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Travelers on westbound I-70 could see some delays this week near Georgetown. Weather permitting, road crews will do some work to help prevent rock falls. The work could start today and continue through Thursday. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have a sunny day, highs close to 70 this afternoon. In the Springs, breezy conditions with fire danger and a red flag warning through the end of the day. There's rain and mountain snow coming to Colorado tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.